Dick Barton, Special Agent. By special arrangement with the BBC, we present Chapter 187 of our exciting adventure serial, Dick Barton's Special Agent. But first, a word from your sponsor. The Vulture, alias Tony Patelli, a master crook, has kidnapped Mary Blake and is holding her as hostage against the interference of Dick Barton and his friends. A lorry load of gold bullion, which Patelli has stolen and hidden in a quarry, is replaced by scrap iron and the gold hidden elsewhere in the quarry by Barton and Jock. When Patelli visits the quarry, Barton overhears him tell his men that he's going down to Primrose Bungalow. And together with Jock and Snowy, Dick Barton gets there ahead of him and lies in wait for the crook. Barton and Jock challenge Patelli, who appears to surrender quite amiably until he climbs into his car, when suddenly a very light explodes.
You're bluffing, old pal.
Not at all. But you don't have to believe me. I'm quite comfortable here. Let's stay here and have a chat about the weather, huh?
Oh, suits me, eh?
But will it suit Miss Blake? 9 minutes to go and my house is 7 or 8 minutes fast driving.
In the bluff, they want her. 10 minutes, girl die. Okay?
Barely 8 minutes, Barton.
Okay, Patelli, we go back to your house. But I've got you covered all the time, remember? At the slightest sign of trouble...
Pardon me for interrupting, Mr. Barton. You do not appear to have grasped the position. I dictate, not you.
What does that mean?
I shall say what terms I'm prepared to accept to save Mary Blake's life. You will not tell me.
If Mary Blake dies, Patelli, you die too. Get that and get it straight.
I believe you. But that, unfortunately, will not help Mary Blake, who is already dead, will it?
No, I see your point, Patelli. What are your terms?
You drive my car, Mr. Barton. Your friend sits in the front seat with you. You hand over your pistols to Chinky and to me, and we sit in the back seat and watch you. Good?
In short, sir, the balance of power changes hands once again.
Yeah, for 2 pins, I'd call his bluff and give the pair of them the biggest hiding they've ever had in their lives.
Oh, now you're talking, sir.
Entirely up to you, of course, my friends. The time is so short now, anyway. It would seem doubtful whether I could do anything to save the girl.
Well, it's no good, Jock. I know it seems weak, but we daren't call his bluff, and he knows it. Come on in the front seat, Jock. Chuck out your gun.
Grieves me to do this, sir.
Quickly, please. Mary Blake's precious life is ebbing away rather fast. Come, Chinky. You and I ride in state this time, in a rear seat. If I may make a suggestion, put your foot down hard. Time is short.
That's you, Chief?
Yes, Butch. I hope we are in time. Mr. Barton drove like the wind. Most creditable, I'm sure.
Only just, Chief. We tied her up. She's scared, but that's all.
Good. Now go back to her, Butch, and stand over her. We're ready to commence operations at the slightest move from Mr. Barton here. And bring strong rope.
Yeah, sure, Chief. Reckon that dame's the luckiest dame I ever struck. Ah, well, that's how it goes.
She may still be attended to... unless our friends here remain on their best behavior. But let us go inside.
She's in here, Chief.
Ah, Miss Blake. Still all in one piece. Fine.
You contemptible little rat. Why, Dick. Oh, Dick, they've got you.
Sure, Mary. We got lonesome for you, so Jock and I decided to join you.
But Snowy... they haven't killed him.
Ah, so I had forgotten. There was 3 of you. So, and where is Snowy, Mr. Barton?
I wish I knew.
Maybe you know, maybe you don't know. Tie them up quickly, Chinky. I think the sooner we are away, the better now. Butch?
What's the matter, Chief?
Any news from the captain of the Cerebell?
Sure, Chief. She'll drop anchor at the meeting place about 1 a.m. He radioed.
2 hours from now. Good. They saved Chinky?
All tied up, safe, very safe.
Well, where do we go from here, Mr. Tony Patelli?
Wait and see, Mr. Barton.
You want the pianos, Chief?
The what?
The pianos, the Tommy guns. Finish them off here?
Oh, no, I think not. We take them with us in the boat to meet the Sierra Belle.
Why? That no good, boss.
You dare to criticize what I do? You fool! You dare to say what I shall do and what I shan't do? Any more like that Chinky? I no like you, I think.
All right, I just say, boss.
Yes, well, you just don't say, huh? I the boss around here, I the boss. You see?
Sure, boss. I fool.
Good. I think maybe you keep the mouth shut.
You observe, Mary, that every time Antonio here gets excited, he goes right back to his old ice cream days.
Chinky, you gag these clever boys and girls so they don't speak. Better, eh? Sometimes they annoy. They annoy me. That's bad to annoy Patelli, the vulture. Very bad. Butch, gag them all and bring them down to the motorboat. Bill and Alf, they know the rendezvous where to meet us with the lorry.
Sure, it's all laid on. They know where to go. I sent a message soon as I heard the news from the Sarah Bell. Half an hour after midnight, I told them.
Good. That gives us half an hour to get from the shore to the ship. The sooner we get there, the better. Make sure you tie their mouths so they...
Hello?
Oh, give me Inspector Perryman. Quick as you come, please. Life and death.
Perryman speaking. Who's that?
Oh, it's me, sir. Snowy White.
What's the news?
Patelli moves off tonight. Leaving the shore along this coast somewhere to rendezvous with a ship caller, Sarah Bell.
I know it. Go on. Where's Barton?
He and Jock are prisoners with Mary Blake. Patelli forced them to go with him. Otherwise, Mary would have had it. See?
What's happening to them?
Patelli's taken them on board the Sarah Bell. Then he's planning to drop Jock and Captain Barton over the side and take Mary to South America.
How'd you find all this out, Snowy?
I hopped into the luggage boot of Patelli's car when he went off with Jock and Captain Barton.
Good man.
And I listened through the window to Patelli telling them just what he had in store for them.
They didn't spot you.
No fear. Point is, I don't know whereabouts on the coast they're starting from.
Have they left Patelli's headquarters yet?
No. Any minute now.
Can you get a lift without them spotting you again?
Do my best.
If you can possibly get out of the ship with them, I'll have a naval vessel standing by. We'll intercept the Sarah Bell.
Oh, she'll be on her way before first light.
Can you rig up any kind of a signal from the Sarah Bell, do you think?
Short of setting a bloomin' ship afire now.
Well, set her on fire then. Anything so that we can locate her.
Okay, sir. Oh, pretty we can't just raid them now.
No go, Snowy. By the time we get near you, Patelli will be away. In any case, as soon as we try to raid him, he'll probably take it out of Barton and Mary Blake. It's going to be pretty ticklish anyway.
Oh, by the way, sir, our goal has been swapped over and stacked in a quarry. You'll find it behind one of the sheds.
Where's the quarry?
Don't know, sir, but there's a young Welsh boy named Di Jones. Lives near Primrose Bungalow. He guided us to it. He'll show you.
Good lad. Nice work. I'll find him. Di Jones, eh? What's Patelli got instead of the gold?
About 500 weight of scrap iron.
Lovely. But we must get Mary and the lads out of his hands before Patelli finds that out.
You said it, sir. Well, I'll breeze off and get a lift down in a motorboat. First time I've ever been a stowaway. I'll have to hurry or they'll have to go without me and they wouldn't like that.
Good luck, Snowy. Get cracking.
Bad road, this.
Bad road for motor. Good road for us. Quiet road to quiet beach. No people to see.
There's the lorry. All ready and waiting.
Also motorboat.
Everything all right, Woods?
Sure, boss. All the gold is in the motorboat.
How many boxes?
10. See, this beach is just a job. There's even a little jetty. The motorboat can come right in here.
Well, naturally. Why you think I picked this beach? Look, Butch, you take the two men and the girl, dump them on top of the gold in the motorboat, then come back here. I give the orders for everybody before we go. Some folk go to stay behind and get rid of the cars and lorries.
Just as you see, boss. Come on, Chinky, give us a lift with the bodies. Be careful with the dame. Now, let's see what the vulture's got to say. Come on.
Captain Barton. Chop. All those your gags. There. That's you.
Oh, good lad, Snowy. I knew you'd manage it somehow.
Look, sir, Inspector Perryman is going to intercept the Sarah Bell, see?
Can't we make a getaway now?
Not a perishing dog's chance, sir. They'll be here any minute. What I'll do is this. I'll loosen the ropes on you, and you can act as though you're still tied, see? Now, there on you.
Ah, good man, Snowy. Go on.
We'll go to town in a big way when we get on the ship. Is that what you mean?
That's it, sir. I've got to give some sort of fire signal to Perryman. He'll be on a Navy ship.
You mean you'll be coming out on this trip with us?
I have to, sir. Think you'll make room?
Sure. And you all for the Skylark? There's some sacks and things way up forward there. Hide underneath them, Snowy. Don't squeal if they tread on you. Then once we get aboard ship, you pop out and do your stuff. Bound to see you be some petrol on this motorboat somewhere. You got a match?
You bet. I'll put the wind up these geezers.
How shall we know when to drop the ropes and start hitting out, sir?
We'll wait for your signal.
Soon as you hear me whistling the old inter-battle tune, Lily Bolero, sir, you know I've started the home fires burning.
Okay, Snowy, old son, you're a marvel.
I think he's wonderful, too. Oh, but I'm a rotten sailor, Dick.
Oh, never mind, Mary. Just you relax. Lie low, Snowy. Quick, quick. They're coming aboard. The conference must be over.
Where's the signal, Boots? Too long, too short.
It goes.
Where is she now? Good.
Here it is. Already and waiting. Good organization, boss.
Of course. Pile into the boat now. Start her up, Bill. Goodbye, Britain, and thanks for the payoff. Ah, here they come, Captain Brandt, the prisoners.
So, I don't like it, Patelli. You sure they got no friends? What knows where they are?
My good captain, I am Patelli the Vulture. I don't make any mistake. Not a Patelli.
So long you don't. Well, all right.
Take off the gags, Butch, but don't loose the hands. Good.
Best to dump them now, over the side.
Oh, but think of the amusing hours we can have with them. Long voyages are so monotonous.
All the gold's loaded, boss. Everything's okie-dokie.
Then with your permission, Captain, we sail, huh?
I think that's the best bet.
On my ship, I give the orders. Get that, Mr. Tony Patelli. What's that?
Up guard and at him, Jock!
Can Barton and his friends hold the ship at bay? What will Patelli do now? Will Inspector Perryman be in time?